An astonishing report today says Cape Town is ranked as one of the world's fastest growing regions for foreign direct investment. Ranking also awards South Africa first place for economic potential, startup status and business friendliness. It's according to the report from FDI Intelligence, a data division of the Financial Times Group. The chief executive of Westgrow, Tim Harris, who spent the last decade looking for the opportunities for the Western Cape to grow and to become more attractive to business, joins us on The Money Show this evening. Are they looking at the same data as local business owners who could drive, I think, a truck through many of the arguments that are made in this Financial Times report, Tim Harris?
Hi, Bruce. Yeah, look, I mean, I think the main reason FDI Intelligence is looking at the region is the same reason that we have multinationals knocking at our door at Westgrow, which is that people are interested in the untapped markets across the African continent. It's really seen as the kind of last frontier of development and huge population changes and demography positioning it as a really large market for multinationals to sell into. And within that story, the tech companies globally have been some of the biggest investors in recent years. So it's not surprising that there's a kind of narrative around foreign direct investment, particularly in technology, when it comes to the African continent. And then, as this report shows, when you compare South Africa, notwithstanding the interesting politics that we often experience, against some of the other countries that you could use as an entry point into that market opportunity, we compare well. That's always been the case because of our strong infrastructure offer and strong institutional systems. And then obviously within that, the team at Westgrow and our partners in the city and the province, we make the case for Cape Town and the Western Cape as the most competitive part of the South African economy to invest in. But it all actually starts with the market potential on our continent.
There's a huge amount of money flowing into the Western Cape. I mean, Amazon's plans, there's some court action, some protests towards the development of the River Club territory, of course, where Amazon wants to build a new Africa hub. But the indication is that there is strong appetite for Africa investment and then using Cape Town as the base for that investment.
Yeah, that's certainly been the story over the past decade. But I think it's actually been accelerated, Bruce, in the last year during lockdown. There's some really fascinating kind of data points around what's happened with the business services sector in general around the Western Cape. Things like the call center industry, adding probably around 6,000 seats in the lockdown as more and more companies around the world move to kind of digital servicing of their businesses. And that's obviously one part of what we offer in our tech ecosystem in Cape Town. The most important thing that you need is a good business environment and, crucially for tech companies, a strong supply of skills. And what we find with all of the major tech companies that we talk to about entering the market here is that they are interested in the skills base that they can get from our universities like Stellenbosch, UCT, UWC, and CPUT, but also the ability to attract international talent into the market. So the kind of destination appeal of Cape Town is actually something that we now use all the time to make that kind of competitiveness argument, because it's much more easy to convince an expat to relocate to Cape Town than to many other places on the continent. And that certainly underpins a lot of our offer to major tech companies, and as does the fact that we've got this really large and diversified ecosystem of startups. There's about 450 tech firms employing about 40,000 tech jobs in the Cape. And last time we compared that to our major competitors like Nairobi and Lagos, we found that those were more jobs than those two cities put together. So that's a sort of indication of the size and development of the tech ecosystem in Cape Town. And one of the things that you see, Bruce, in the effect of technology on economies is that size really matters. It's the reason why Silicon Valley has risen to be the behemoth it is. companies want to be part of the largest ecosystems, and that's certainly one of the things that we offer in Cape Town for investors looking for a location for their tech company on the continent. Size matters, and we've definitely got it.
Do you feel like you're just beginning, or are we reaching a scale now that is satisfactory?
Look, I mean, we're definitely still beginning. The report actually makes some interesting insights into why, for example, fintech is so developed in Nigeria. It's essentially because there's huge gaps in the financial system. I think fintech is developed in Cape Town for very different reasons. It's actually pivoting off the existing financial system. But really, we don't deal with many companies investing in the Cape that aren't interested in the regional market. They want to tap into our skills and they want to create jobs here in our region, but they really want to tap into a market to our north. And that's why I think we are only just beginning. There's numerous products in the tech space, fintech and otherwise, in the Cape that are looking to expand into the rest of the continent. And as they do that, they're going to find a market opportunity that's many times what we can offer here in South Africa. So I do think we're right near the beginning of this journey.
Tim Harris, Chief Executive at Westgrow, thank you very much indeed. Tells a compelling tale of the development of opportunities, business opportunities coming thick and fast in the Western Cape.